Thank you for coming today. We've really come here for three reasons. Number one, we came here to honor Irene, her life. We've come to help. We've come to get help from God. We've come to help the family through this time of grieving. And we've come to offer hope because this is not the end. There is an eternity that awaits us, a time when we can be reunited with all of our loved ones who have gone home to heaven to be with Jesus. And so thank you for coming today to share in this time. I would like to begin by reading the obituary. Irene was born September 7th, 1926, to Albert and Mary Messersmith, Trebus at Hudson, Wisconsin. She grew up near Ellsworth, Wisconsin, and attended Hillendale Country School. Irene lived in Hudson and worked for an egg factory at River Falls for a couple years before meeting Herbert Minder. Irene and Herb were married on April 27, 1948. After marriage, Irene spent most of her energy raising her family. She loved to bake and cook. Her specialties were her pie crust, cookies, and chicken noodle soup. She learned to play guitar and sang with her sister. She also crocheted and sewed and made clothes for her children and grandchildren. Preceding her in death were her parents, grandsons Joe Anderson and Daniel Anderson, brother Marvin Trebus, and sisters Amelia Emerson and Adeline Finke. She is survived by her husband Herb, now living at Cumberland, children Ruth Minder of Spring Valley, Herbert, Stephen, and Glenda Minder of Spring Valley, Randy Minder of Cumberland, Terry and Suzanne Minder of Shell Lake, one brother, Jacob Trebus of Spring Valley, seven grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, 10 step-great-grandchildren, three great-great-granddaughters, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Praise the Lord for that heritage. What a great thing that is. I'd like you to join us as we sing When We All Get to Heaven.
Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace in the mansions bright and blessed. He'll prepare for us a place when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory while we walk the pilgrim pathway. Clouds will overspread the sky, but when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Onward to the prize before us, soon his beauty will behold. Soon the pearly gates will open, we shall tread the streets of gold. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Be a great day, and it's going to be a victorious day. We get to see Jesus and Irene and all the loved ones that have gone on before us. What a day of rejoicing. Let me give you some scripture today and let the scriptures comfort your hearts. Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 and 11 says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather his lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom. And that's what Jesus does today. He's the great shepherd of the sheep. And as believers in him, he comforts us like little lambs. He gathers us in his arms, carries you, especially your family today, those that are grieving. He carries you close to his heart, carries you in his bosom. And my prayer today is that you feel his love, that you feel his protection, you feel his presence giving you strength, that he ministers the Holy Spirit to you today, which is our comforter, and that he gives the peace that passes all understanding. That he'll guard your heart and your mind today in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we acknowledge to you our need for more than ourselves when it comes to the end of earthly life. I pray today for this family. I pray for all of those here today that are grieving. I hope and I pray that each one might find his or her way to you, that you would comfort them in this time of grief. And we ask this in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So we are going to have a poem, Mariah, and the poem is named Grandma. And then following that, a special song, Come Spring. Oh, that's forgot. You switched it around. Switched it around. My mistake.
Don't do that. I'm sorry.
I stood in a lonely room of a mother old and gray, her voice so weak she could hardly speak. I brushed a tear away. She was watching the little snowflakes falling on the window pane.
She breathed a sigh of merry pride. I'll be gone to be with Jesus come spring.
Before the roses bloomed in her garden, I'll be gathering flowers in a better land. Before the fields are green, before the robin sings, I'll be gone to be with Jesus come spring. Thank you.
When the sun melts the snow and the warm winds blow, I'll be gone to be with Jesus come spring. Now the roses have bloomed in her garden, and the warm winds blow across the field of green. She's gone where angels sing, earth's loss is heaven's gain. But we'll meet when God gathers flowers come spring.
And now for my poem that I made for Grandma. Her hair was long, her eyes were wide, her smile was always there. She sang her song under the shining stars as we sat atop our chairs. Her voice was warm, gentle, and sweet. She came along and buried herself deep, deep within our hearts. She was our beauty to behold, our angel on this earth. No one could resist her dazzling stare. She reached high and picked the sweetest apples, pouring love into every golden delicious, giving us the sweetest taste, just one expression of the angel she really was. As we gave her the wings to fly, now she soars high in the sky, flying away from her trapped mind. She stays in our hearts as loved ones always do and watches over us. It was her time to go, so we say our last goodbye. Dear angel, farewell, love. Leave this earth, soar with God on his wings of love. Soar on as you guide us, being the guardian angel you always were. One day when the time is right and we are called home, we will see the light shining from the from your angel smile, and we will join you and live atop the stars.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace. I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love, amazing grace.
Amazing, amazing grace, amazing love, amazing grace. And then the song, I Will Rise. What a great song, really, to end this service with, knowing that we are in the presence of Jesus, even in the moment of death. Thank you.
Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise.
There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes.
Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise.
Jesus said, because I live, you will live also. Because He conquered death in the grave, we live also. Praise the Lord. I want to let you know that you're invited to stay for time of fellowship, some food and fellowship down out these doors or out those doors and around this way, down the long hallway to our multi-purpose room. You are all invited to stay, and then following that, We will be going to Beldenville Cemetery. If those of you that would like to follow along, you may do so. Let's close in prayer. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, in our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, Irene has dwelt secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone, and her defense is sure. O God, our help in ages past, and to the people who are here today, your hope for years to come. Be thou your guard while life shall last, and may God be your eternal home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.